Okay, what's the single most important structure in your body? Today, we are diving deep into that incredible, elegant, and super powerful column of bone that is literally holding you up right now, the human spine. Let's just start with a number, 33. That's how many individual bones, or vertebrae, are stacked one on top of the other to create your spinal column. So it's not just one long backbone like you might think, it's this complex, flexible tower of bones. And this tower of 33 bones is a serious multitasker. I mean, it has three absolutely critical jobs. It supports the weight of your entire body, it creates a protective, bony tunnel for your super important spinal cord, and it allows for this amazing range of motion, you know, bending, twisting, all of it. So, to really see how this whole thing works together, let's take a tour of the spine. We're going to travel all the way from the base of your skull right down to your tailbone. You see, our spine isn't just one uniform pole. Nope, it's actually divided into five distinct regions, and each one has a different job. You've got the 7 cervical vertebrae in the neck, 12 thoracic in the upper back, 5 big lumbar vertebrae in your lower back, and then we finish at the fused sacral and coccyx bones at the very bottom. This is basically our roadmap for the journey. Our tour begins at the very top, with the cervical spine, those 7 delicate vertebrae that make up your neck. And think about this for a second. This small, slender section is responsible for supporting your head, which weighs about the same as a bowling ball, all day, every day. Now, within this region, the top two vertebrae, C1 and C2, are true specialists. They're unique. C1 is called the Atlas, you know, after the Greek Titan who held up the world, because that's what it does. It holds up your skull. It's what lets you nod yes. Right below it is C2, the Axis, which gives the Atlas a pivot point, allowing you to shake your head no. So how does that no motion actually work? Well, it's all thanks to this brilliant little piece of biological engineering on that C2 vertebra called the dens. It's this peg that sticks straight up, and the ring of C1 just rotates around it. So simple, but absolutely genius. Okay, moving down from the neck, we enter the thoracic spine. These 12 vertebrae are special because each one connects to a pair of ribs. Together, they form this protective cage around your most vital organs, your heart and your lungs. Just below the rib cage, we find the absolute powerhouse of the spine, the lumbar region. These 5 vertebrae are the biggest and the strongest for a very simple reason. They have to bear the entire weight of your upper body, not to mention any extra stress from, say, lifting or carrying something heavy. And our tour ends at the foundation. Down here, the sacrum and coccyx vertebrae aren't separate anymore. They're actually fused together into a single solid piece of bone. This creates a really strong, stable base that connects the entire spinal column to your hips, anchoring everything above it. Okay, so we've toured the whole column, but what about the individual building blocks themselves? Let's zoom right in and take a look at a single vertebra. So let's get up close and personal with one of these 33 interlocking bones. I mean, each one is really an intricate structure, just perfectly designed for the job it has to do. A masterpiece of engineering, really. Most vertebrae share a pretty common design with 3 main parts. First, you've got the body. That's the thick, solid part of the front that bears all the weight. Then behind that, you have the vertebral arch, which forms a protective ring of bone. And then, sticking out from that arch are the processes, which act as little anchor points for all the muscles that move your back. And here's where that protective design really comes to life. When you stack all those vertebral arches one on top of the other, they create this continuous, safe, bony tunnel. This is like a super protected highway that your very delicate spinal cord can travel through, safe and sound. But what about the spaces between the bones? What's going on there? This brings us to our final section, the incredible shock absorbers of the spine. Tucked between each of the movable vertebrae, you'll find an intervertebral disc. You can think of this as a tough, cushiony pad that stops the bones from grinding together and absorbs the impact from every single step you take. But a disc isn't just a simple cushion. It's actually got 2 parts. On the outside, there's the annulus, which is this really tough shell made of crisscrossing fibers. And then on the inside, you have the nucleus, a soft, gel-filled center that's mostly just water. This design is absolutely key to how it all works. And the science behind that gel center is just fascinating. The source material explains that the nucleus is packed with molecules that are, and I quote, very hydrophilic. So what in the world does hydrophilic mean? Well, it's actually really simple. It just means they love water. They're designed to attract it and hold on to it. This whole water-loving property leads to a very strange but totally true daily mystery that you've probably experienced without even knowing it. Why are you measurably taller when you first wake up in the morning? Well, the answer is all in the daily cycle of your discs. At night, when you're lying down, there's no real pressure on your spine. So those water-loving nuclei in your discs just soak up fluid and they plump up, kind of like little sponges. Then, throughout the day, as you're standing and moving around, the weight of your body slowly squeezes that fluid right back out. So yeah, your height literally changes by a little bit every single day. It's all because these brilliant little shock absorbers are in a constant cycle of absorbing and releasing water, all in response to gravity. Pretty wild, right? And that just leaves us with a final thought to chew on. This daily change, it isn't a flaw, it's a feature. Your spine is designed for this constant adaptation. So, if that's true, what does this remarkable system of bones and cushions reveal about the incredible, dynamic adaptability of the human body as a whole?